Adelaide Crows swing into action tomorrow night, Friday night footy, their first hit out of the JLT and a first for the summer. And one of our favourites joins us right now, Richie Douglas. Dougie, welcome to the Rush Hour for 2017.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Dougie,
how are you?
We're good, mate. Unfortunately, first order of business has got nothing to do with football. It's about to do with the bus driver who took you on an hour and a half little journey around nowhere from the airport to your hotel. What the hell happened?
Yeah, spot on. Carlos was his name. I'm going to shame him here.
What a flog.
I don't know what he's doing. He's first on the job or something, but he's taking us to the wrong hotel, firstly.
He's
taking us into the city, and you know what Melbourne traffic's like. It takes about an hour and a half to get here. So the boys are a bit tight in the back, so we'll jump in the pool and freshen up. But that's life, I guess.
Dougie, was he one of those who might have jumped on the little speaker system inside the bus and sort of intro himself and say welcome and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, he didn't dare. I tell you what, the boys are into him. Big text up the back was spraying him, poor Carlos. He might walk off the job, I reckon.
Actually,
boys, so, as he probably should, really.
Let's talk about seating policy. Jazz, where'd you sit on the bus back in the
I was at
days?
The back.
Were you?
I was in control.
You're a bad boy up the back. Yeah, Dougie, where do you like to reside?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nerd. I'm up the front. I get bus sick, so I like to see where I'm going. And I just can't put up with text, to be honest. And those boys at the back, they give me shit. So
I mean, the bogans from Broken Hill and that, you want to steer clear of that crap, mate.
Where'd you sit?
Me? Just a swingman.
You would have been next to the coach, wouldn't you?
A swingman.
You're a swingman.
Roosie was all that. So you walked on the bus. Roosie was up the front. Kel was up the front. And then a few. Then Luffy would be somewhere near Roosie. Luffy would be near Roosie just trying to lick
where
his
Where was Rocket and Brass?
Yeah, sort of the front. I'd get out the back for a while. I'd come down the front. Nah. You know, I'd stand down right
probably
down.
Probably depends how you play, too. If you have a stinky, you can then sit up the back and hide a bit, don't you?
No. Wherever the coach is.
Stay clear of the coach, don't you?
And you get on quick, too, don't you, Dougie?
I was in the middle of the aisle, right in the back seat in that aisle. Oh, and just had my arms out, and I had 35, 40.
Yeah, but that was for balancing the bus, so I didn't wear and tear on the tyres. Hey, Dougie, let's talk about
you. Next to the toilet, Jazz.
Yeah.
You used to be, too.
Absolutely. How's your summer been, mate, personally?
Come on, Dougie.
It's been good. No, I've enjoyed it. It's been, they're always tough, but I guess going to this pre-season, I was looking for another challenge and trained across halfback throughout the summer and worked closely with Pods and Tarles and Cole Harding and these sort of blokes and learn a fair bit off the other back. So it's been good. It's been enjoyable and I feel like I've freshened up a bit. So I don't know how much time I'll spend back there, but I look to probably rotate mid half back instead of probably mid half forward. So I've enjoyed it. It's been good.
Cool. Now, mate, what are you going to get out of tomorrow night's trial game? As we know, we only go about half rat power, but it's important for some of the younger players to put a flag in the ground to let the coach know that they're ready for round one action.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fantastic opportunity for a lot of our guys, really, who haven't played a lot of footy. I think we had a pretty settled side last year and maybe only played 27 guys. So we've got a hell of a lot of blokes who are putting on the jumper for the first time. It's exciting for them and for us older guys to play with them too. So fantastic opportunity, as I said, and to stake a claim for round one because there's always a few surprises come this time of year and a few boys put their names up for selection. So it's a good opportunity for them.
Probably feeling the heat a bit, Dougie. The girls are undefeated. Wouldn't want to let the side down.
Oh, Dougie.
Exactly. They're styling the show a little bit, haven't they, far? So, it's, the boys are raring to go. It's been a good summer, and we get sick of training against each other and beating each other up. So, it'll be a good test. And Richmond, they've improved a bit, I think. They've recruited well over the summer, and they'll play a lot more attractive brand of footy this year, I'm sure. So, it'll be a good test for us.
Charlie Cameron, where are you going to see him up through midfield on a wing, maybe? Tomorrow night?
Yeah, I reckon we will. Yeah, I think we'll get him up around the ball. And we've seen against Sydney in the final last year what he's capable of. So I think that's excited Pikey and the playing group. So we're pretty keen to get him up around the footy and see if he can do that more consistently. We obviously know what he can do around goals and that. So, we need some speed through the midfield and he takes the game on.
Mate, a couple of forced injuries. Rory Sloan, fractured eye socket. How did that operation? And the second question, Brady Crouch, hamstring. How far away is young Brad playing some trials?
Yeah, I think Sloaney went in today. So, fingers crossed that all went well. And he should be back, hopefully, if not for round one, soon after.
Yep.
And Crouch, he's progressing pretty well. He's obviously had a few setbacks with that. And we don't want to rush it. It's, he's coming good now, so I think he's up to about 70-80% and probably touch and go for round one just due to the soft tissue nature of that. But very early in the season, we'll get you back and hopefully get some real quality back in our midfield.
Was that JJ that did slant his eye?
I think someone dubbed him in,
I did hear
there's
that.
There's a thug act.
The Red Barons are at it again.
The Red Barons. Fair dinkum.
Tell you what. Now we've got another one of the Leadership Group. It's getting too much. It's taken over.
Well, we did speak to Lynchy, and he then did tell us, well, call me the captain of the Red Barons now, because Source obviously been demoted. So
got dumped.
Been a bit of a power shift. Was that a power play there at all, Doggy?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. He's got the head wobble, big Tom, and credit to him. He's a big man around town now. So
beautiful.
Good on him. He's done well. He deserves it.
Hey, Dougie, we wish you all the best.
Good
of luck.
Back
half-back flank should be a nice thing if you do indeed spend any time back there. But we wish you all the best for the season, mate.
Nah, good stuff, guys. Thanks for your time. Thanks
Can you get the bloody bus driver Carlos on, mate? We'll have a crack at him.
We should get you, Jars, next time.
I'll take... Oh, hang on, Louis. Dougie, Louis, listen to this.
Pass on to management that if they need a coach service, that I can help. One of my interests outside of the radio is the bus lines.
On the buses
and,
with Louis.
We could probably take care of you guys wherever you are, whether it be in Perth or in Melbourne, okay?
There you go. Do a live show on the bus for the hotel. What do you reckon?
Live entertainment, we throw you in as a guest co-host, and away we go. There you go, Dougie.
I'll put it forward.
Take care. Can't wait to see you boys in action tomorrow night.
See you, champ.
Cheers, guys.
Richard Douglas there. Beautiful. I'll tell you what, we can fix that bus driver. Carlos.
How many buses you got? Hey, you and your consortium. What are you called?
In Melbourne.
Hey, Butler.
Not a lot in Melbourne. Perth, probably 500.
Oh, here we go.
WA.
He's buddy Donald Trump.
About 500 in WA. Sure, I can find one spare in Melbourne for Dougie and the boys.